What a difference a year makes. Written and illustrated by Mayfly 78. Read for you by Erica. In which, in Harry's quest to find happiness and fulfillment, he finds it in the unlikeliest of places. In October, Harry tries to sell luxury ice cream, where he falls in love with a walking wet dream. In November, he gets a job cleaning the flue, which isn't much help when it's time to woo. New plan for December, he works selling books, while all of his flirting is met with coy looks. He spends January attempting to drive the night bus, as his beloved gives in while making a fuss. In February, Harry just wants to bake bread. He's so in love, it has gone to his head. There's a carnival in March, and Harry's a mystic. He buys a ring there, feeling quite optimistic. Even though in April, Harry switches to serving coffee. For Lucius, he's not good enough for someone so lofty. Thus, in May, he asks Neville to teach him gardening. Yet Lucius won't soften. It's really maddening. By June, he's washing dishes and covered in soap. But he finally gets Draco to just elope. Harry's at the zoo in July, where at snakes he hisses, and talks of their ears about his husband's sweet kisses. At the Leaky in August, he's busy pouring beer, as Narcissa persuades Lucius that Harry's really a dear. Finally, in September, over Teddy's smelly nappy, Lucius says, "Harry, just keep Draco happy." And everyone lives happily ever after.